Brett Hollander with you here from the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills, Maryland, as the Ravens mandatory minicamp is history and in the books. Joining us right now, a very special guest, Ravens running back Justin Forsett. Justin, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
How does it feel for 3 days to grind it out there in what's pretty hot and humid conditions? How do you feel?
Feel good. Best thing was everyone being out there and being around the guys that haven't been here doing OTA, so it was good to have the full team here.
Physically, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. We've been grinding all offseason, working hard in the weight room, training, doing OTAs, doing the workouts. So, guys feel good. Take a little break now and get back at it.
I do want to talk to you about the break that players take in this six-week period. I think, hopefully, for the Baltimore Ravens, probably the last break until probably the beginning of February. I know that's what you're thinking. But for you physically, we talked a lot about what transpired for you in that magical season last year. But you've never carried the ball that much. I mean, more than double your previous record in a single season. You never touched the ball that much. You never were probably asked to do that much during the week, although I'm sure they took care of you towards the end of the year physically. You never played that deep in a season before. Did that take its toll at all on your off season and how you felt physically? And did that alter how you kind of prepare for this portion of the season?
I actually, after the season ended, after the Pro Bowl stuff, like, I was constantly working out, so I didn't do as much breaking at the end of the season. Like, I always did something. I didn't want to get too out of shape this time around, so I made sure that I was making sure I was in shape, running, conditioning, things like that. So my body slowly recovered, and it didn't take but a couple of weeks of relaxation.
Well, talked a lot about what you did last year, and, of course, you get the nice contract. You're back here in a veteran leadership role, back with the same team 2 years in a row, the likely opening day starter. Did anything change for you? You're such a grounded, humble guy. Did anything change for you in the offseason? I'm sure a lot more people in America now know the name Justin Forsett. did that differ when you went to a store and paid with a credit card or those kinds of moments in life?
Yeah, you get that. People stop me at a grocery store or in the airport, and it's like, man, you helped my fantasy team. You know, I've gotten that a lot. But
I'm sure you're the best fantasy pickup of the year last year.
So that's been different, but it's been fun.
Does it change your mentality coming in here, knowing that you're on this team, you have a spot? I mean, you've grinded it in this league. You've bounced around. You've worked for every carry you've gotten. You're going to be somewhat handed something now, something you're inheriting. Does that change your mentality at all?
Yes. I'm more hungry. I got a chance to finally get an opportunity to show what I could do. And, you know, unfortunately, or fortunately, wherever you want to look at it, it happened in my seventh year in the league. So I have a sense of urgency. I want to leave my mark on this team and on this league, and I want to be great. And I want to be able to leave a legacy. And, you know, I'm really really excited about this year, ready to put the work in.
Justin Forsett, Ravens running back with us here on WBIL News Radio 1090. Justin, when I say Mark Trestman's offense, what does that mean to you?
Exciting football. I would say that we're going to be able to move the ball like we did last year, definitely on the ground, but just the routes with the receivers. I think we're going to be able to see some great plays downfield with the receivers, with Steve, with Marlon, Kamar, and you know, some of those other guys. But you're going to see some high-intensity football and hopefully a lot of touchdowns.
I guess that's always the end result you're looking for. A lot's been made about his history of involving the backs in the passing game. Mm-hmm. That's actually a role you're very comfortable and familiar with, being used as a third-down guy sometimes throughout your career. Is that true? Do you expect to get the ball in the air more?
If it plays out that way, I think that we'll be ready for it. I don't know. Hopefully, you know, we're running the ball, and we don't need to pass the ball.
You want the rock in the ground.
But, no, I'm ready for it. I think if you look at the history with Matt Forte or Larry Sanders and Charlie Gardner, all those guys caught passes, and, you know, I'm ready for it. I started in this league as a third down back, and if that's the case, you know, I'm ready.
Larry Sanders, that's a good name from the past. Justin Forsett with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090 for a few more moments. Justin, everyone's talking about some of the youth on this team along the defensive line at wide receiver. You look at running back, though, and there are two guys behind you, in Lorenzo Taliaferro and in Buck Allen, a rookie who seemed to have a lot of potential, kind of taken in similar spots in the draft over the last few years. What do you see from them early on?
For one thing, Zoe, a lot of maturity from last year. He looks good out there making cuts. And then with Buck, you just see the natural ability that he has. You know, he's still learning. He's still going to grow. He's going to be a big asset for us. But this ability, you know, just to be able to jump, be able to run, cut some of the cuts that he makes, you know, they stand out. And I think it's been a good year for us. And also for the young guys with McGee and Fitzgerald. So,
are you comfortable being that veteran guy? And is it, you know, I think fans and media have this perception that the veteran, all these guys kind of huddle around and they're asking questions. My guess is it's like other work environments where maybe there are some guys like that, but a lot of guys at 21, 22 may not rush to be like, hey, I need your help on something. What's that relationship like? And is it more, it's not as natural as probably some people perceive, or maybe it is.
No, I try to embrace that. You know, I try to be as transparent as possible with them as well. So if I can help them, you know, with anything, whether it's on the field or off the field, I'm here for them. I let them know that, you know, anything that they need, you know, I'm here because I understand that somebody did that for me. Julius Jones did that for me. Maurice Morris, TJ Duckett, those guys did that for me. So it's like you're passing it on. You know, it's my responsibility to do that. And it's been good. They come to me and we help each other out.
You get a sense that this team could be really good. I know it's beyond early. It's pre early. But we live in a world where people are always looking to jump ahead. You have a long grind in front of you after the 6 weeks off coming up here. Do you think this team could be really good?
No doubt. No doubt. I'm excited about, you know, just the continuity that we have, the offensive line that we have, the quarterback that we have. You know, I think we have all the pieces. We just got to put in the work.
Talking about that offensive line, it's rare to see essentially the same group coming back and the same backups coming back. That's very, very rare in this league. And there's a nice mix of youth and veterans along that offensive line. You've played behind a lot of guys before and carried the ball for a lot of offensive lines. Do you think that's a special group?
Special group. And all the great teams that I've been on had some great depth. And I think we have that. We got a special group. I think that the sky's the limit for us on offense.
What do you have planned the next 6 weeks? 5 weeks, really, probably, until you start refocusing here.
Well, I got my anniversary tomorrow.
So congratulations.
Thank you. So we'll go out and celebrate that. I'm going to Ohio to speak at the symposium for the young guys here next week and be out to California training all over again.
It's funny. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, you looked at a job in the union after your playing career before when you were kind of contemplating hanging him up?
So player development was
player development
is something I'm looking to get in when I'm done.
You could do politics, player development, stay in the game, stay out of the game. You have it written all over your face. You could be great at any of those things. Hopefully you're not in a rush to get there quite yet, but you're
kind of
dipping your toes into it right now. Yeah. Justin Forsett, one of the real good guys. Justin, congratulations on coming back here and take some time off and get some rest, and we'll see you here in a few weeks.
All righty.
That is Ravens running back Justin Forsett. Much more still to come here from the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills on WBAL.